I was driving west on Highway 141 when I saw those flashing lights in my mirror. I pulled right over and the officer approached. His disdain could not have been clearer. Son, he said, I'm taking you downtown. And he hauled me away in the back of his cruiser. I could see the anger etched all over his face. I could tell I was in for a bruiser. But when we got to the station, he said, don't get comfy, son. We're going down to see the judge. So I tried to be polite and I asked him quietly, can you tell me, officer, what I've done? 'Cause I wasn't speeding, I didn't have all my brights, I wasn't drinking. Tell me, officer, now what could it be? He said, ignorance ain't no excuse, you were in violation of clause 5, subparagraph D. Well, it wasn't long till I was standing in the courtroom. The judge banged his gavel and he looked at me. He asked, what have you got to say for yourself about ignoring clause 5, subparagraph D? Well, I ain't from around these parts. I never heard of that clause, Your Honor. I saw the limit posted at 50. I was going 45. I wasn't swerving. All my lights were on. I know my car is registered. I've got no idea what it could be. And the judge said, we can't have people driving slow on Highway 141. So we made ourselves a law to increase the speed. We switched out the wording so that maximum is men, using clause 5, subparagraph D. Well, that seemed a little odd, so I figured I would ask why people on this highway ought to drive so fast. And he said, clause 5, subparagraph D has narrow intent. We just don't want the fossil fuels to last. Take a look around these parts, as far as you can see, you'll see our business is growing corn. Ain't it tall? Just think of what a killing we can all begin to make if the country's forced to switch to ethanol. Well, it was hard to argue with that logic, if that's what it was, and I wasn't really in a position to try. So I threw myself at the mercy of the court, and soon enough, that officer and judge were bidding me goodbye. My fine was paid and I drove away fast. And to this day I have never looked back on that courtroom. I sold my Prius and bought me an SUV. I just hope my PEIX stock goes up soon. So next time you're driving west on 141, put your pedal to the metal for the struggling farms. Burn up those fossil fuels, never mind the CO2 or the environment your speedy driving harms.